And now, right across Australia, it's time for the House of Wellness.
Sometimes I get a good feeling.
The House of Wellness. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Good morning and welcome to the House of Wellness. We wish you the best of health this Sunday morning. We're here to help you get well, stay well, live well and look fabulous. I'm Jo Stanley and as always, I'm joined by medical herbalist and pharmacist Gerald Quigley. Good morning.
Good morning, Jo, and happy Mother's Day to you.
Well, thank you and welcome back, Zoe Bingley-Pullen. It's lovely to have you with us.
Thank you. It's good to be here. And on Mother's Day, it's fabulous.
Yes. Happy Mother's Day to you, Zoe.
And happy Mother's Day to you.
Thank you, love. And to your beautiful wife, Gerald Philippa. Happy Mother's Day to her as well.
Oh, yes.
She's a pretty special woman in my life. Mm.
She absolutely
mother
is.
Mother to my three.
That's of course. So we wish Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there. As with all events on the calendar at the moment, it is a bit of a different Mother's Day and perhaps a difficult one for you if you are separated from your family. So we do celebrate our mothers today. We're thinking of you if Mother's Day is particularly hard today as we remember mothers who are no longer with us. And we use this day on the House of Wellness to embrace women's health. So here's a pop quiz for you. What are the six? What are the six most prevalent health issues in women?
Well, there you go. Lead us off, Zoe.
Do you know what I mean? I am a woman, obviously, and I think if I look back at what I've actually suffered, anxiety, depression, but then I look at my mother, dementia, cardiovascular health. I mean, I would say that they're
You've ticked four there. Absolutely.
Oh, right.
So dementia is the leading cause of death amongst women.
Wow.
And cardiovascular disease comes in second to that. So that includes stroke and heart attack and other blood vessel diseases. And anxiety and depression, one in five women will experience depression in their lifetime and one in three women will experience anxiety. So definitely they are very high on the list. Osteoporosis is a
Jo, isn't that fascinating? As Zoe just mentioned, dementia, the leading cause of death among women.
That's crazy.
Now, we don't associate dementia with a physical illness, but obviously the decline in memory and quality of life heads you down that pathway, which is a real concern. And there is a challenge that we're nowhere near getting on top of.
No, it is a huge, huge strain on our medical system and also a very, very heartbreaking thing for families to face.
A family structure, yes.
Absolutely. Of course, the most common form of cancer in women is breast cancer, which we'll be speaking about a little bit later on because of the Mother's Day Classic today. Mm-hmm. And here's one which we're going to shine the spotlight on specifically today, autoimmune disease, because 75% of sufferers of an autoimmune disease are women.
Just amazing.
It really is quite amazing, isn't it? Because it's not something that you think of when you actually think of something that's suffering for women overall.
Well, autoimmune diseases, there's about 80 of them. There's many, and a lot of them, I think, are not as easily diagnosed as you would like them to be. We're going to be speaking with Marlene Squants, who's the Chief Executive Officer with the Autoimmune Resource and Research Centre, in just a moment, because I know that they're difficult to diagnose and I know that people often are very silent about it because they may suffer from it and they don't even know.
Sure, and it'll be terrific to talk to Marlene. Perhaps she can shine some information on why it takes so long. It's often the end, but almost by elimination, we end up with an immunodisease. And what about kids? Do we see it as much in kids as we do as we have in adults? So in young female children or we see in older females? So be a good chat.
Yes, we're talking celiac disease, alopecia, rheumatoid arthritis, multiple sclerosis, type 1 diabetes. Mm. There are many, many common ones, Crohn's disease. There's lots out there, but there are very, very many not so common ones as well. So give us a call, 131-873, if you suffer from an autoimmune disease or disorder. And perhaps you have symptoms that you need easing. And there are many ways that that can be done. Call with whatever is ailing you because I do know that there's no cure for a lot of these issues. Mm. But hopefully there are ways that we can alleviate symptoms for
you. We manage them and maintain a quality of life is what it's all about.
That's right. Later in the show we talk acne. that often devastating skin condition that you can be a sufferer of all your life. In fact, it's not just puberty, of course. And A to Z of Vitamins is back with a solution for your nighttime muscle soreness. But coming up, what is autoimmune disease and could you have one and not even know? That's next on the House of Wellness.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Do you suffer from acne? Well, if you can, well, you can treat pimples, acne and blackheads with AsClear Action Medicated Lotion to help get that filter-free confidence. The 20% azelaic acid in the medicated lotion helps fight bacteria, unblocks oil ducts and dries up pimples while still being gentle on the skin. The AsClear Medicated Lotion starts from just $12.99 at Chemist Warehouse. Always read the label, follow the directions for use. If symptoms persist, worsen or change unexpectedly, talk to your health professional. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get Estee Lauder Beautiful for just $39.99. Chemist Warehouse, the real house of fragrances this Mother's Day.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness. Do give us a call, 131 873 with your questions to support your health. And particularly this morning, we are talking autoimmune disease. Perhaps give us a call if you have one and you would like assistance with your symptoms, 131 873. Because there are more than 80 types of autoimmune diseases affecting around 5% of Australians, of both genders, of course. But on this Mother's Day, we're shining a spotlight on it because 70% of sufferers are, in fact, women. So we're joined by Dr. Marlene Squance, Chief Executive Officer with the Autoimmune Resource and Research Centre. Good morning, Marlene.
Good morning. How are you?
Could you explain what is an autoimmune disease?
Well, autoimmune disease is something that occurs when instead of attacking bacteria, viruses and, I guess, other sources of infection, the immune system attacks healthy organs and tissues. So I guess the body's natural defence system gets confused and it fails to be able to tell what is your own cells and what are foreign cells. And this causes the body to mistakenly start attacking normal cells, the tissues and the different body organs.
Dr. Squance, it's really interesting. As a nutritionist, I saw so many people that would have digestive disorders at some point. It seems like leaky gut syndrome is a big issue when we look at autoimmune disease. But can you tell us what are some of these autoimmune diseases? Is irritable bowel something? Is Crohn's an autoimmune?
Well, all of these things can be autoimmune illnesses. And so there's, as you said in your introduction, there's over 80 and some people sort of say 100 different autoimmune illnesses. And they can affect a wide range of body parts, and the gut being one of those body areas that it can affect. And so leaky gut, and there's other sort of digestive system conditions, such as a thing called watermelon stomach that we often see in scleroderma. Mm-hmm. So it seems like a huge part of the immune system is actually involved with the gastrointestinal system. Mm. So it only makes sense that it certainly can cause those sorts of digestive problems. And, you know, Crohn's disease, yes, irritable bowel disease, yes, and there is some work that is going on in the microbiome, the gut microbiome, and watch this space, I guess. That's going to be the new area, I think, for where we're going to do.
Definitely.
For many different diseases, I think, as well. So there are a number of different autoimmune illnesses, as you mentioned a few there. Lupus being one that's very important today because for the fact that it is Mother's Day, it's also World Lupus Day. May the 10th is always World Lupus Day. So that's a very important illness. And we see lupus in about 1 in 700 people. But then there's other illnesses such as rheumatoid arthritis, psoriasis, thyroid disease of Graves and Hashimoto's, scleroderma, which is the condition I mentioned with watermelon stomach. And that's a condition that affects the body, as in producing too much collagen. So there's a huge number of different autoimmune illnesses, and they can often occur together. So you often find that rheumatoid arthritis may have Sjogren's involved, lupus may also have Sjogren's involved, and somebody with lupus may also have rheumatoid arthritis as well.
Marlene, with and you mentioned there the integration of so many diseases that seem to be like a stack of cards. What's the most modern way now we seem to be treating this?
Well, I think the modern way is, and we're seeing a much more whole body wellness approach that is happening now. It still involves traditional medications, and the medications can be concentrating more on symptom management, but also on reducing the inflammation through using immunomodulating medications and hydroxychloroquine, the very topical drug that's there at the moment, but also immune suppressant medications, which have been around for a long time. But we're also seeing great advances in new types of medications that are more biologics, and they've been around for a fair while now with rheumatoid arthritis, but we're seeing them moving around into other areas and other diseases and that. And they treat the inflammation, but they also work by blocking some of the pathways that we believe are involved with the actual autoimmune process and the pathogenesis of it. Apart from that, it's very, very important, and we're a great advocate of being an active self-manager of the illness. So you need to be very much involved with your medical team and working with your medical team to set goals together that are going to improve your quality of life, but also work with some of the factors that we know are involved with symptom flare-ups, because most of these illnesses are what we call relapsing, remitting type illnesses, where you can have periods where you have... you're well managed, your symptoms are well managed. They may not be completely gone, but they're well managed. And then there are times when they can flare up. And we don't always know why they flare up. You know, sometimes we can't identify a trigger, whether it's stress or whether it's overactivity or many other things. But if you are as healthy as you possibly can and address some of the lifestyle factors that we address for all different illnesses, so things like making sure you're getting enough exercise, making sure you have stress reduction strategies within your suite of things that you do, but also having a healthy diet. And a healthy diet is, I will say at the outset, there is not a lot of evidence out there that supports one diet over another, and there is no real one autoimmune type diet. Some people do have benefits from and have reported to have benefits from adopting one diet over another, whether it might be gluten-free, maybe be looking at the dairy component, whether it's legumes and such. But, you know, there's not a lot of evidence to support that for the general population with autoimmune illness. And it seems to be a very individual thing as what works, what doesn't.
Sure.
And we always hasten with caution there because often these diets advocate removing one type of dietary food or dietary food group. And when you do that, you have to be very, very careful that you're actually not removing a whole suite of vitamins and minerals that you need, you know, to actual function on a day-to-day basis.
Sure.
And that. So we follow the Australian guidelines, but I guess probably aiming more towards a Mediterranean type diet where you're eating lots of vegetables, lots of small amounts of meat if you're going to be eating meat, but also looking at the whole grains and the whole food aspect of the diet, eating a variety of foods, eating a rainbow.
I love that, eating a rainbow. Thank you so much, Marlene Squant, CEO of Autoimmune Resource and Research Centre there. And I will say, because I have many friends who have gone down this journey of being diagnosed with an autoimmune disease, it's not easy sometimes to be diagnosed. Know that you need to keep pursuing that and make sure that you are heard. Because
and listen
sometimes,
to your body, Gerald.
That's it, Gerald. Yeah. If you're feeling something isn't right, then you're entitled to continue pursuing that to be diagnosed. Zoe, I know that we're talking about the Mediterranean diet there, and there are things that we can eat and perhaps avoid that would assist us.
Yeah, most definitely. I look at sort of a three-step process, look at gut elimination, really look at supporting gut and pro-inflaming, reduce those anti-inflammatories. You simply cannot have enough good quality vegetables and omega-3s. We scream this so many times. But hemp oil, you know, reducing the vegetable oils and the processed oils and really focusing on lots of good quality fish. And then reintroduction, really putting all of that good stuff back into the diet.
Beautiful. Thank you, Zoe. David has given us a call. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, pleasure, David.
I have an autoimmune called ankylosing spondylitis. It's basically rheumatoid arthritis on steroids.
That's right.
So what I've found so far, I was diagnosed about 5 years ago. Tomatoes certainly tend to inflame my joints and make it a little bit more difficult to deal with. But exercise is certainly a big key on it and providing relief. But I'm trying to find in comparison to taking the medications that I do, and I know they do help, but I'd like to find a more natural remedy to try and alleviate.
David, the challenge you've got, and at least we've got some medications which will help, is to look at some things which will help you get the best result possible. And you've mentioned a food like tomato, which aggravates the whole thing. And trial and error will work that out over time. Mm. But omega-3s, now, so focus on fish as your protein, but look at an omega-3 supplement, and there's a range of them from fish, from hemp to krill. All of those things help control the overall inflammation, and they'll blend beautifully with the medications that you're on, and maybe just push things into the benefit range far better than what you're experiencing at the moment.
Yeah, all the best with that, David. Remember, you can always go to houseofwellness.com.au for more information and with more of your questions. We'll have more of your calls next on the House of Wellness.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia, thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Do you suffer from acne? Well, you can treat pimples, acne and blackheads with AsClear Action Medicated Lotion to help get that filter-free confidence. The 20% azelaic acid in the medicated lotion helps fight bacteria, unblocks oil ducts and dries up pimples while still being gentle on the skin. The AsClear Medicated Lotion starts from just $12.99 at Chemist Warehouse. Always read the label, follow the directions for use. If symptoms persist, worsen or change unexpectedly, talk to your health professional. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get Gucci Flora for only $69.99. Chemist Warehouse, the real house of fragrances this Mother's Day.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness. I'm Jo Stanley, and with me is Gerald Quigley and Zoe Bingley-Pullen, and we're here thanks to Chemist Warehouse. And we welcome your calls if you have a question to support your health. But also, I wanted to mention it is, of course, Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day to all mums out there. And so, of course, the Mother's Day Classic, which is run every year to support breast cancer research. It's still happening. However, all around Australia, they're asking you to do your 4 or 8K run in your own neighbourhood. Of course, we can't gather to do it together with our beautiful field of many, many, many runners. Instead, do it in your own time, and you can register up till midday today, mothersdayclassic.com.au. It's so important for raising valuable funds towards breast cancer research. And there's lots of awesome activities online there too, mothersdayclassic.com.au. So give us a call if you're going to run your own Mother's Day Classic today, 131 873. We'd love to hear from you. And we are, of course, taking your calls. We love hearing whatever you have to ask us. Bernadette, good morning.
Good morning.
We are speaking about autoimmune illnesses this morning, and we've been inundated, Gerald, with questions about this. So it's obviously a huge issue out there in the community. Bernadette, how can we help you?
Well, I was diagnosed with an autoimmune condition just last year, and I'm certain I've had it for a very long time.
Yes.
And it's called psoriatic arthritis. Okay. It's inflammation in the joints. I actually manage it quite well without any medication, and I am under the care of a rheumatologist, excuse me. Uh-huh. And and the things that work for me are diet and also collagen. You were speaking about it coincidentally a couple of weeks ago.
Yes, we were.
And the 100% hydrolyzed collagen is the one that works the best for me. I find that I don't wake up with sore joints. So basically I can wake up really, really sore in the morning.
Yes.
And when it presented itself, it was massively inflamed hands last year.
Yeah.
And I have had joints sore on and off for such a long time. The other thing that really helps manage, and the gentleman before me spoke of this as well, is exercise.
Sure.
Extremely important, and then hand in hand with diet. So I have a very clean diet, which makes a big difference. But then adding a little bit of curcumin, some fish oil, probiotics, because I do have lactose, fructose intolerance, so they can tend to make things a little more difficult to manage. But a lot of the things that have been spoken about, trial and error.
Yes. And what you've done, Bernadette, you've highlighted the fact that you can control a lot of these things yourself. So sure, there is a supportive group out there. It's your doctor and your perhaps dietitian, whatever. But the important thing is you are doing something. And empowerment is incredibly important, isn't it?
I do love how proactive you are, Bernadette. Zoe, what does collagen do exactly, that 100% hydrolyzed?
So the interesting thing with collagen, obviously, it sort of works on building the body back up. It's exactly how we would work. We'll use something like L-carnitine and amino acids. We need to actually almost plug the holes up, the inflammation that's being caused throughout the body. And this is where diet and supplements just shine. They really are the powerhouse when it comes to actually supporting the body and decreasing the inflammation that life itself causes. But obviously, when you've got a disease like this, it really amplifies the situation and makes it 10 times worse.
And I do love your emphasis on exercise there, Bernadette, but also you must allow yourself time for rest as well, I think.
Bit of me time.
Yes, that's right.
All the mums out there, take note.
Oh, yes, that's right. It's easier said than done sometimes. Janet has given us a call. Good morning, Janet.
Hello, Janet.
Good morning. I've got granulomatosis with polyangiitis.
Okay.
And it attacks the sinus and lungs and kidneys.
Also known as Wegener's disease. Every disease seems to have a name, Janet, but how are you managing that?
With methotrexate.
Okay. And you're taking the folic acid once a week as well?
Yes. What does that do, the folic acid?
Well, the methotrexate depletes you of folate, and that's why we support the replacing of the folate with a supplement that you would normally take every day except the day you take the methotrexate.
That's right.
Okay, so done. And look, We've spoken, haven't we, about anti-inflammatory stuff like fish oil, anti-inflammatory foods, the emphasis on that. So that thing we hear so much, the Mediterranean-style eating patterns, and that's how you manage that part.
Thank you so much, Janet, for your call. Next up, we're going to be talking acne, the devastating skin condition that affects people of all ages, and what relief is out there for you on the House of Wellness.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Do you suffer from acne? Well, you can treat pimples, acne and blackheads with AsClear Action Medicated Lotion to help get that filter-free confidence. The 20% azelaic acid in the medicated lotion helps fight bacteria, unblocks oil ducts and dries up pimples while still being gentle on the skin. The AsClear Medicated Lotion starts from just $12.99 at Chemist Warehouse. Always read the label, follow the directions for use. If symptoms persist, worsen or change unexpectedly, talk to your health professional. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get Estee Lauder Beautiful for just $39.99. Chemist Warehouse, the real house of fragrances this Mother's Day.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness, where health and wellness is our passion. We're reaching you in Brisbane, Sydney, Melbourne, Adelaide and Perth. Well, it can be something that deeply affects our self-esteem. I am talking acne, and we associate it with puberty, which is when it often begins, but adults can suffer from it too. In fact, around 25% of women aged over 30 experience acne. Irene Novotny is an ego skincare specialist, and she joins us now. Good morning, Irene.
Good morning.
Tell us, what causes acne?
Well, acne occurs when the hair follicles in our pores get blocked with sebum, which is an oily substance that helps protect the skin. When dead skin cells mix with the blockage, that's when spots can form. And bacteria in the skin multiply, which can cause pain and inflammation beneath the blockages.
Irene, it's quite interesting. I remember reading an article talking about the fact that chocolate definitely had nothing to do with preventing acne. But how much do you think diet actually plays a role in preventing acne?
We don't have... we're actually just focused on the skin, not the diet side of it.
Oh, that's fair enough. No, absolutely. So what do you think, how can we actually prevent acne as a whole when it comes to our skincare range?
Sure. There are some easy ways to help reduce the odds of spots popping up. So firstly, make sure you change your pillowcase regularly and also sanitise your phone so you're not pressing germs onto... Yes, we spend a lot of time talking on the phone.
Certainly
that's great advice.
And also avoid touching your face where possible and always wash your hands before commencing your skincare routine.
Irene, we talk acne and we associate that with younger people, but menopausal acne can be a real issue with women. Could we use this particular product and extract on menopausal acne as well?
Yes, you can. Yes, there's definitely, it can be used by teenagers and adults as well because it's not just teenagers who experience acne. Many people also experience acne as adults.
Cool. So what kind of skincare routine should we be following if we have got acne?
Well, the best thing to do is to keep your skin looking healthy is to start a good skincare routine. And this involves using a cleanser, which will help wash away pimple-causing bacteria, using a good moisturiser and also a sunscreen to help protect the skin from harmful UV rays. These products will help keep the skin clean and hydrated. And it's also important that all products used on acne-prone skin should be light, oil-free and non-comedogenic, meaning that it won't block the pores.
Thank you so much, Irene. Great advice there. Certainly, as we're going into the winter months, I think it's a time when you think that you don't need to look after your skin, but I think it's almost more important because we're definitely so dried by the heating in our houses.
I feel it.
And the wind outside. So thank you so much, Irene. Well, if you have got a question to help support your health today, give us a call, 131 873. Elizabeth has called. Good morning.
Good morning to you both. My daughter has myasthenia gravis.
Yes.
And she gets, she lives in Canberra with her children, and I think she gets, she does get some kind of infusion intravenously, which is quite expensive, and fortunately the government pay for that. She's also concerned about the COVID-19 because having an autoimmune disease, she had pneumonia about a year ago and very ill because the muscles, as it says, myasthenia gravis, is grave muscular muscles, you know, disease. And, you know, it's never mentioned. I've never heard it mentioned, and I listen to the radio, read papers and a few magazines, and I always wonder why that one is never mentioned when it can be quite debilitating.
As is many of these immuno-related diseases, Elizabeth, and therein lies the problem, that we talk about the individual diseases, but as our expert Marlene mentioned before, they are often interrelated. So the infusion, very important, and your daughter's concern about any infection, be it COVID-19, be it flu, be it pneumonia, means that as we slowly come out of the current situation, please ensure that she's had her vaccination, she's had pneumonia, the vaccine, ask about that, the flu vaccine, very important, and just to maintain some space right across winter so that she doesn't come into contact with people who are unwell. And it is a challenge. And it's your comment and your concern just reflects really how complex this whole immune-related disorder issue is. And over time, as Marlene mentioned, we will learn a lot more about it.
So we've spoken a lot about inflammation in regards to autoimmune. And I know that's why I eat my leafy green vegetables.
Absolutely.
What other things are in the Mediterranean diet that we should be eating?
So it's really quite interesting because obviously we look at pro-inflaming versus anti-inflammatory, and sometimes what we do is we actually are increasing these good diets but not observing what we shouldn't be eating. It's obvious things we shouldn't eat, overly processed foods, because what they do is they actually cause the body to have to fight against itself, and that's what causes the inflammation, and that's what exacerbates the symptoms of that particular disease as well. The lady before, Graves' disease, the other thing also this, you know, her daughter can focus on is iodine within the diet. I mean, obviously diet alone won't do this, but diet is the contributing factor, particularly to symptoms as well. So remember, when it comes to iodine, oh my God, seafood, we win with two things. We get this beautiful boost of good quality protein in it. We get omega-3 fatty acids, but we also get iodine, and that's going to support thyroid health as well. Seaweed, prawns, again, don't, you know, look a little different. Be that detective. Find that other more holistic type food, and we scream fermented foods. But in most autoimmune diseases, the one thing we shouldn't be having too much of is dairy. So if we can look at fermented foods that are not focused on dairy, your kombucha, your sauerkraut, they are superb. And again, don't go too heavy on the grains. If you can focus on grains that are more whole, like quinoa or freka, you might find that they're a little bit better. But again, omega-3, I mean, Gerald says it all the time. I say it. Your hemp seeds, extra virgin olive oil.
I've got it here. Omega-3, everybody.
And I often find to reduce symptoms at nighttime, taking fish oils at night is fantastic.
Okay, thank you so much, Zoe. Kath, good morning.
Good morning. I just want to find out how good it is to have too much ginger. I'm eating a lot of ginger, and I'm afraid it might be bad.
Kath, there is no downside to ginger. If you're enjoying that, you go for it.
Yeah.
Some people mix their ginger with some brandy, but that's not necessary.
Sure.
But ginger is good for digestion. It's good for digestion. It is just so good to help that whole digestive process. So you enjoy it in whatever way you want.
It's so warming in the winter months. I love ginger in your stews and your curries. Thank you so much, Kath. We will have more of your calls next. Plus, A to Z of Vitamins is back with a night time muscle ease. That's next on the House of Wellness.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia, thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Do you suffer from acne? Well, you can treat pimples, acne and blackheads with Asclear Action Medicated Lotion to help get that filter-free confidence. The 20% azelaic acid in the medicated lotion helps fight bacteria, unblocks oil ducts and dries up pimples while still being gentle on the skin. The Asclear Medicated Lotion starts from just $12.99 at Chemist Warehouse. Always read the label, follow the directions for use. If symptoms persist, worsen or change unexpectedly, talk to your health professional. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get Gucci Flora for only $69.99. Chemist Warehouse, the real house of fragrances this Mother's Day.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness. Now, Gerard, we've been hearing lots of people are experiencing sleeplessness during this time of isolation, including, I think, muscle tension is happening a lot at night time. And magnesium is a great option for relief, and it's why specifically our A to Z of vitamins today is Bioceuticals Ultra Muscle Ease Night. Now, why are muscles particularly tricky at nighttime?
All sorts of reasons, Joe. And at the moment, probably, and I'm guilty of this, we're doing more sitting than moving. So if you are stuck to your desk, get up and keep moving around because that movement's good for your muscles. But look, we are in a tense time for all sorts of reasons, particularly in the 24-hour news cycle. So magnesium to relieve tension and to just push us over the line for a better quality sleep. We talked about sour cherry a few weeks ago. So combined with magnesium works particularly well. And when you put in there some amino acids and some peptides, the combinations of those things will help cause, just relax that busy mind, settle in, help your melatonin production and get a decent night's sleep where you wake up in the morning feeling as if you've had a decent night's sleep.
Sounds heaven.
Doesn't it? Sorry. I remember that in 1980. No. But, Gerard, how important is it to do it, to take something regularly, like at
Very
the same
important.
Time and every night?
Very important. And there's a misconception. We take an anti-inflammatory, a non-steroidal anti-inflammatory, normally you see a result straight away. When you take a complementary medicine, and it's important to get advice on the correct one and the correct strength, sometimes it works very quickly, but usually it takes a day or so, even longer, to work up to a routine. But once you've established the routine, then play around with the dose. Maybe reduce it a bit, but maintaining it, particularly magnesium, because most of us have low levels of magnesium. Stay with it.
The A to Z of vitamins is brought to us by Bioceuticals, our choice for high-quality, practitioner-only therapeutic supplements from a proudly Australian company. Well, we love hearing from you on 131 873. We've been speaking specifically about autoimmune conditions this morning. Carmel, good morning.
Good morning, Carmel.
Yes, good morning, everybody. Look, I was on a trial for 4 years for multiple myeloma, which had every Monday I was having 20 milligrams of dexamethasone for 4 years. Uh-huh. And I got unwell, so they took me off the trial. But instead of decreasing the dexamethasone gradually, it just went, you know, you're off it, off everything. But now, this last week, they think I've got Addison's disease.
Okay.
So they've put me on 20 milligram of cortisone,
yes.
But I'm so tired. I am so tired.
And fatigue is a very common issue around Addison's, because in that whole immuno group of diseases we've talked about, Carmel, yours affects your adrenal gland, which is your energy gland. So look, continue. If you've got concerns, write them down, particularly now that you're taking the steroids, and mention the fatigue to your treating doctor and see what they offer. And if you don't get really any help there, please email me to houseofwellness.com.au, the Ask tab, and I'll put in a few suggestions for you.
Carmel, on the Autoimmune Resource and Research Centre website, they recommend timetabling rest, which I know that sounds a little dismissive, but we need to give ourselves permission to rest, particularly if you are struggling with
fatigue. And so easy to push aside, isn't it? rested. Yes. I don't have time to rest. That's when you do need one.
Maureen has given us the call. It is Mother's Day, and so the Mother's Day Classic is still on, but in your own neighbourhood. Maureen, hello.
Hello, how are you?
Very well. What have you rung to share with us?
Pardon?
What have you rung to share with us?
I've just run the 8 kilometres around Narrabeen Lake.
Well done.
Just by myself, dressed in my pink wig and my T-shirt. and my
Good on you.
I'm sitting actually looking at the ocean at Narrabeen now. I've just had a coffee.
Oh, well, congratulations, yes. Maureen, and I hope there are many thousands of people like you around the country today who are out running the Mother's Day Classic in their neighbourhood. 8Ks is a fair distance for you.
Yes, it is a little bit. I do walk a lot. I do the Cliffy Young shuffle.
Good. not wearing rubber boots, I hope, Maureen, are you?
No, not the welly boots.
Okay.
Congratulations, Maureen, and you can still register up until midday today for the Mother's Day Classic at Mother's Day Classic website. Make sure you Google that. Now, I know that there are lots of virtual fundraisers going on this week, Zoe.
So May 16 is all about the virtual barbecue, which I'm an ambassador for, Cure Cancer. So get out there, do a virtual barbecue, donate. Remember, all of that money goes to research for preventing cancer, and there's some amazing people out there. So curecancer.com.au, world's virtual biggest barbecue. I'm going to be doing some little tips for everybody this Wednesday on Instagram as well.
Oh, I love it. Now, it is a big day for the House of Wellness. Of course, we return to Channel 7 at midday. You can check out this incredible woman. She is a bodybuilder who proves that age is simply mind over muscle. She's 77, Zoe, and a bodybuilder.
Wow, that is so impressive.
So impressive. But also Luke Hines is back, our resident food and fitness guru. He's doing a Q&A this morning at 10 a.m. on House of Wellness Insta. That's at Wellness Australia. And he's being joined by Simone Austin, who's an advanced dietitian and dietitian to the Hawthorn Footy Club. And this afternoon at 4, Luke is going to be doing a live cooking demo on Facebook at the House of Wellness is the Facebook page. And he'll be showing us how to make healthy chocolate from scratch.
Oh, yum.
I know. Perfect for Mother's Day. And then, of course, what to do with that chocolate. I mean, I don't know. Wouldn't you just eat it?
Eat it. Put it in your mouth.
That's right. Zoe, you have got a great recipe we can try also today.
I do. I've got an actual apple crumble. You know, it is the simplest of recipes. It is so comforting. Put a little bit of ice cream on top, but I'm actually using something a little bit different in it. I'm using ghee. Very stable, lovely, yummy, and delicious fat to use.
Right. I've not used ghee myself. Very much.
Well, it's an interesting one because it is a solidified butter. The protein element of it is still there, but has been removed. But what we have is the fat. And the fat is incredibly stable, but it's luscious. You feel it in your mouth. It is just
amazing.
Delicious.
All righty. Well, check that out at Zoe's Insta page, houseofwellness.com.au. You can go there to the Ask Gerald tab anytime if you have a question for him. Gerald, thank you so much for joining
us. Thank you, Joe. Happy Mother's Day to you both, to my mum, love you, mum, and to my children's mother.
Yeah, beautiful Philippa. Have a great Mother's Day. Thank you so much for joining us. We wish you a very safe and well week. And, of course, for more ways to get well, stay well, live well, and look fabulous, check out houseofwellness.com.au. Thanks again to our friends at Chemist Warehouse. We'll see you all next week.